going to read a poem that's called Everyone Gets Lighter. Life is lots of presents, and every single day you get a big bunch of gifts under a sparkling pine tree hung with countless balls of colored lights, piles of presents wrapped in fancy paper. The red one with the green ribbon, and the green one with the red ribbon, and the blue one with silver, and the white one with gold. It's not what happens, it's how you handle it. You are in a water bubble human body on a private jet in seemingly a god world, a glass of champagne, a certain luminosity and clarity, skin of air, a flat sea of white clouds below, a vast dome of blue sky above, and your mind is an iron nail in between. It's not what happens, it's how you handle it. You are in a water, dead cat bounce, catch a falling knife, after endless shadow boxing in your sleep, fighting in your dreams and knocking yourself out. You realize everything is empty and appears as miraculous display. All are in nature, the play of emptiness and clarity. Everyone gets lighter, everyone gets lighter, everyone gets lighter, everyone is light. I'm gonna do one more poem, and this one is called God is Man-Made. Yes, there is a God, and it is made by man. There is a God, and it is man-made. Yes, we create the gods, and they look like us. At the beginning, there was a moment recognizing intuitively the empty to nature of mind, beyond politics and inconceivable, and then we started thinking about it, made it into ideas, made it into religions, created all the self-serving religions. And then we said some words and said it was the words of God. And everybody believed it, wanted to believe it. We created God, and he looks like us. There is no hell. There are no hell worlds of devils and demons other than the hell inside my mind, the hell inside my mind, the hell inside your mind, the hell we create around us, the hell we create around us, the hell we create around us, and take with us into death. Yes, there is no heaven. There are no heaven worlds other than the joy of you living in your eyes, living in your eyes, living in your eyes, and seeing everybody in the world as gods and goddesses. Every wretched, grasping, ugly person is a deity swimming in light. Yes, God's helping and making happy, helping and making happy. Demons hurting and harming is your own mind seeing itself. Yes, at the moment of death, at the instant of awareness, the gods are gone. If you go looking for heaven, you are in trouble. The gods vanish within the unborn, empty nature of mind. You are liberated through your own self-luminous awareness, your own self-luminous awareness will always be with you. I will always be with you. I will always be with you. I will always be with you. Yes, everything is delusion, including the most sacred. Everything is delusion, including the most profound. Everything is delusion, including the highest teachings, which lead to the realization that everything is delusion. The play of emptiness, clarity, and bliss. Finding it through yourself, finding it through yourself, finding it through yourself, finding it through yourself. Self-luminous awareness ceaselessly arising.